of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going.
What's going to happen next is often revealed by the background music.
All right, a very good evening to all listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. I'm Eben. I will be with you from now till 9 p.m. And it's always a pleasure to come your way. And I believe you are going to be blessed. We thank God for a new month, and it's a new season. We've entered the last 4 months of the year, and you know, we always know these are the times where we need to be very alert spiritually in prayer and all that, because you know, the devil is always aggressive when the year is getting to an end, and believers ought to be aggressive as well to know what to do. Last week I was talking about our children, and I talked about the importance of praying for them as well. Yesterday we started the prayer points, those who are on the broadcast list. I sent to them today. We've sent today soon too. So for the next 30 days, every day there will be prayer points, praying for the parents, ourselves, and praying for the children, because it's very important we do so. These are not times to be negligent about our spiritual duties as parents and guardians and all that. But so tonight I'm continuing. We'll be talking a bit about some of these things on issues, and let's see how it goes. First, I'll be talking about the news, some of the things happening in the news, and then we'll get into a few things regarding the children aspect also. Okay, so let's start with, you know, if you've been monitoring the international news, you see a number of fires in Europe and parts of Northern America and all that. And I have a friend who has been doing some research in this. So he sent me some of the information. His research points, like the news items, and then what he is finding, the commonality running through all the big fires happening. These are places where LGBT communities are very active. That's what he found in his research as he was doing it. I realized, you know, we cannot mess with God. We cannot just joke with God. You see, we blame global warming, we blame climate change and all that. You see, but you see, if the fires are all happening at areas where there's a particular lifestyle that is rife and active, it should cause you to realize that there's something then behind causing this. Oh yes, there's something else, because you see, it's not every place that the fires are burning, no, but some particular towns and some particular cities, and these are also the active zones. It should tell the world something, but you know, the world doesn't see it that way, because if you do not understand how God does his things, when he wants and when he decides to let the world know that he is in charge, we will try to divert attention and put God's action on something else. Climate change, in a way of sweeping away the actual message that we should get, that God is drawing our attention to stop these things. Let's go to this news item. You have California seals to stop schools from telling parents if their children identify as the opposite sex. So California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a lawsuit to stop a school district from enforcing a policy that requires school staff to inform parents if their children request to identify as the opposite sex. The Chino Valley School District passed the policy in July, which led to threats of violence against the school board members. under policy 520 or 5020, schools must inform parents within 3 days of becoming aware of a student's request to use a different name or pronoun, or if the student asks to use the bathroom or play on an athletic team that doesn't align with their sex. Bonta filed a lawsuit in the Superior Court of State in California on Monday, arguing that the forced disclosure policy violates the state constitution, which the Attorney General contends prohibits local educational agencies from infringing on the privacy rights of their students. Every student has a right to learn and thrive in a school environment that promotes safety, privacy, and inclusivity, regardless of their gender identity, Bonta stated. We are in court challenging the Chino Valley Unified Force outing policy for wrongfully and unconstitutionally discriminating against and violating the privacy rights of LGBTQ plus students. Now, the question that comes to mind is, you have parents who give birth to these children, and you are saying a school should not tell the parents whether they are, or if their children are planning, or they've changed their gender, they want to change their gender, or they've changed their names, pronouns. The amazing thing about this is these same schools, these districts, the US schools, the school cannot give paracetamol, Tylenol, or any of the painkillers to your child without calling, unless they call the parents for approval. And these same schools that are pushing these things still do that. They still, now that they, so for your child headache, that one they will call you, the parent, and inform your child's head is paining him or her. Should we go ahead and give a prescribed medication, blah, blah, blah? Is the child having allergies? They will ask all these things, confirm before they give medication to the child. But ironically, if the same child decides that I want to change from boy to girl, that one, the school, in this particular instance, the school had agreed that they will be telling parents. Now, the Attorney General of the state in California says that no, they should keep it secret. Don't inform the parents that the boy wants to become a girl or the girl wants to become a boy. I mean, you wonder what the society has become. So the states invariably is protecting, they want to help the children to hide their lifestyles. I mean, this is how broken the society has become, where something that's so abnormal, when you have the government helping you and assisting to ensure that you keep that lifestyle. Some places are just too difficult to be a, to really train up a child. It's something. I mean, if you talk to people out there in some of those places with the challenges, the parents are just constrained, they are limited, they are frustrated, and it's serious. It's really serious. It's serious, you know. Okay, so the next news item is ChatGPT, you know, the AI system that has taken the world by storm in the last few memes. Okay, many memes, not many of you, okay. I mean, some memes. Generates fake Bible passage about Jesus accepting trans people. So, a fake Bible passage reportedly generated by ChatGPT about how Jesus accepts trans-identified individuals has generated responses from Christian scholars, as some media outlets have touted the passage as an example of much-needed tolerance. In July, one Reddit poster who was feeling sad shared a fake biblical passage that he asked ChatGPT to generate about Jesus accepting trans people. The quotes posted in the r-trans channel by user psychological blah 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 sounded eerily like a legitimate Bible verse, even going so far as to echo the cadence of the gospel writers. Quote, "And a woman whose heart was divided between spirit and body came before him in quiet despair. She said, 'Lord, I come to you estranged, for my spirit and body are not one. How shall I hope to enter the kingdom of God?' The fake passage states. And then You know, this whole thing brings an issue of the fear. I mean, the problem and the fears some have, some scholars have and experts have and all that is, eventually, our search engines are going to be based on these AI systems like Google, Bing, and the others. You see, because AI is becoming the dominant system, these search engine companies are eventually working to, they've started, because this week I saw Bing give me a notice of I should test their search based on AI now, and I mean all that. You see, so, and these AI systems are largely being managed by liberals who hate God, who are anti-Christian and all that. So the fear that some experts are having is AI is not just AI. AI is based on information that's available that the systems are picking and putting together and producing and giving out. So if people who are anti-Christian, largely anti-Christian, decide to remove Christian content out of the systems to be searched from, we'll soon get to the point where you search something about Jesus or about Christianity or whatever relating to godly content, it will be based on somebody's perspective, a negative perspective about Christianity. So it's what they want to feed you based on their understanding, or what they want you to read is what they will give you. And because it's human beings who eventually are managing the AI systems, it's not going to be something that can be trusted fully, because people can manipulate it based on the information that you should give. So we'll soon have information, you type who is Jesus, and the feedback that will come, Jesus is a myth, or Jesus is just a fairy tale. That's what the AI will give you, because that's what the producers of it have decided to let it give. That's how it is. So we will get to that point. And it's not too far, because the way the anti-godly thing is happening amongst the big tech I'm talking of, I mean the Google, the Facebooks and all that, how they clamp down on biblical truth, it will not be far from us when they start editing religious content online, because they can now sieve out easily, because, well, they hate it. So it's their choice. It's their systems anyway. They are not bound to give you what you want to see. That's why I remember one person once saying that, see, we'll get to a point where time will come. You search anything, every Bible verse on YouTube, they will all be taken off. Google, they will all be taken off. There will be nothing Bible online. They will remove all. And the Bible that they will give you is what they want you to read. The Bible that will support trans movements, LGBT. That's the Bible you will see to please their conscience. We get to this news. It says, Bishops' Council, that's in India, calls for UN action against anti-Christian violence in India and Pakistan. You people, you see, calling on UN is a wasted effort, because the UN itself is anti-Christian by nature. The Kerala Catholic Bishops' Council in India has called for United Nations intervention amid escalating anti-Christian violence in Pakistan's Punjab province and the Manipur state in northeastern India. In Pakistan, mob attacks recently targeted over 80 Christian homes, 19 churches in the Punjab province's Jaranwala city. The attacks occurred on August 16th, following allegations of desecration of a copy of the Holy Quran, Islam's holy book. Catholic communities across Pakistan observed a special day of prayer last week in solidarity with the victims. In India too, the Manipur state is serious. Ongoing sectarian violence has thus far claimed nearly 200 lives and displaced over 50,000 in the last 3 months. And the violence is also against Christians. You see, Christians are always the targets. All other religions, the targets. Christians, Christian, Christian, Christian. So it's amazing when you hear people say that we serve the same God. Come on, how can we serve the same God? How? I mean, it's amazing how, and you even have some pastors who proclaim and say this and believe this. So you have Christians churches doing programs, and they can invite an Alhaji to come and talk on the pulpit and talk about the Holy Spirit 204, and they are sitting down and they are laughing. I mean, how low can we go as Christians? How low can we go? There's something wrong with the church. Then we have how this next news says how paganism became the fastest growing religion among women in the UK, who even cast spells on Putin and learn magic on TikTok. You know, technology is good, but the way it's exposing people to other things is something else. You know, so you have, they call it paganism, of course. Paganism is nothing Christian. And it's becoming a group of people who are calling themselves, openly calling themselves witches. And they are learning these practices on TikTok. They are learning it. And it's becoming so normal. So it's like every week, thousands of people, primarily women, are meeting up in covens and casting spells. For some, it's for sisterhood, whilst others use meetups to cast spells and right wrongs in the world. According to a 2021 census, 74,000 people in the UK refer to themselves as pagans, up from 57,000 in 2011. And then goes on, a further 13,000 people listed their religion as Wicca, Wicca, W-I-C-C-A. That's also this witchcraft type of thing. The figure may well be underreported too. Preeminent scholar of British paganism, Professor Ronald Houghton, investigated in the 1990s. He came up with 110,000, according to The Guardian. Most of the pagans with whom I've kept in touch do not enter themselves into the census, he says. And it's not just the UK. Globally, which TikTok or which talk, that's their hashtag, which talk, has racked up millions of views on TikTok, with groups meeting in the US, Australia, and beyond to cast spells on Putin and Trump. Meanwhile, in publishing witch fiction, that's quote unquote witch fiction, is dominating various bestseller lists, including Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson, and now She's Witch by Kesley Logan. US-based Frankie Ann Castena, who refers to herself as the chaotic witch auntie on Instagram and TikTok, where she has more than 1.4 million followers, previously told the Daily Mail, witches are just normal people. Witches are just normal people. You know, things which the Bible is so explicit on, the world has made it normal, and it's just amazing how things are just going. You know, but that's the world. That's the world we live in. Because if you read Galatians 5:20, it talks of the things, I mean, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envies, and goes on. And then, see, and I've told you in the past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Witchcraft. I mean, you cannot be a practicing witch and go to heaven. It will not happen, because the word of God is clear. You cannot inherit the kingdom of God. No argument about it. No doubt about it. So it's just a way of just defining your destination as to be with Satan at the end of the day, because you cannot be with God when he, God, says this is an abomination to him. But the world is redefining these things, that it's possible to still. And it's amazing, some time back I saw one Christian witches. The world is becoming something where the base issue is there's no fear of God. That's the bottom line. You see, because there's no fear of God, anything fits in, anything is acceptable, anything goes. But we should be careful not to be deceived by these things. The word of God is the final authority. If he says it's a sin, it's a sin. So it doesn't matter how people redefine witchcraft to look like, modernize, whatever, anything. is still a witch. Whether they are, you are sitting on broom or you are sitting on Hoover or whatever you are sitting on to fly or whatever, it's still witchcraft. You see, so we shouldn't be deceived because they are making it look like it's now a modern trendy thing. And to parents listening to this, please take note of this. There, you know, there are a lot of high school type of movies. So like teenagers, movie program, series type of things, where there's a lot of witchcraft being promoted and pushed. So it's like a school setting, teenage, grouping, partying, life type of. And you realize, I mean, they'll be casting spells. I mean, a girl will throw the hand and then it's like it can move somebody to go and hit the wall, like move somebody in the room, the ceiling, throw the person out. You know, just the fun of it as being powerful. You see, they are making it look like there is a positive side of these spiritual powers, witchcraft. So it's enticing and it's drawing girls into these things. That is a powerful thing to be that powerful. I mean, if you can do this, you can control people who offend you, you can punish them, you can get into their dream and beat them, punish them. I mean, and these movies are projecting these quote unquote powerful aspect of it. And because, you see, it's well scripted to deceive. If the child is not spiritually well grounded, it can draw them into these beliefs and this lifestyle by the time you realize they are getting hooked into it. And never be deceived that, oh, it's just TV. No. People have been initiated just watching TV. Yes, people watch things. People have just gotten into all sorts of lifestyles and spiritual bondages and things just by watching TV. So we should never downplay it by thinking, oh, it's just TV, so it doesn't matter. I've said this here before a few times or something. Let me just say it again. You see, a girl, a lady friend, the woman went to the children's room midnight, 1 a.m. thereabout. And this little boy, then the boy was around 5 years, I think. Yeah, 5, 6 thereabout. And the child was seated 1 a.m. thereabout, seated on a bed with crossed legs and chanting. And it's like, oh, clearly, 1 a.m. chanting on the bed, you should be sleeping as a child then. So the mother inquired and all that, and it's like the child, he learned it on TV. Because you see, when they come from school, they are watching TV, they are seeing things. So the child has been learning this, I don't know whichever channel it is that they were teaching these things. But you see, I'm not surprised because I remember one Saturday, this was pre-COVID thereabout. One Saturday, I was just cleaning the house and then let me just turn the TV, just changing channel just to see. Sometimes I just want to see some of these things. And there was one channel, I've forgotten the channel, and they were teaching witchcraft in cartoons. You see, so this issue of initiating and teaching and introducing children and teenagers into these lifestyles is now a trend that parents should be aware of. That's why we keep warning about the content they consume on TV. Because, you see, a child can become a witch by this means. So let's be careful as parents. Let's be careful. You see, the enemy, anyway, I'm talking about the same issue of children and parents. But I'll get there. But, you see, we should be careful as parents. All right, the next news says over half of Church of England clergy say premarital and gay sex is okay and want to change the Anglican doctrine. You know, there's something wrong in the body of Christ though, because you see, it's as if, it's back to the point, there's no fear of God. Because if you fear God, how can you come and say that something which the Bible is clear about, you now think you are wiser and more and modernized, so the Bible should change to suit your modern lifestyle? This cannot be Christianity. A first of its kind survey in nearly a decade reveals a majority of Church of England priests favor modernizing church doctrine on issues like same-sex marriage and premarital sex. According to a comprehensive poll by The Times UK, many Anglican clergy want the church to conduct same-sex weddings and abandon its traditional biblical stance on premarital and gay sex. Can you believe that? Abandon its traditional biblical stance. Underline, biblical. No. The survey analyzed responses from 1,200 serving priests, including vicars and rectors and chaplains, representing about 6% of the active clergy. The Church of England's law prohibits its ministers from officiating same-sex marriages. However, the survey found that 53.4% of percent of priests support a change in law to allow this. Yomunia, they are not Christians, forget it. Compared to 36.5% who are against it. This marks a significant shift from the 2014 survey where 51% of priests declared same-sex marriage to be wrong. Hey, and what Mafia said, awesome. The poll found that 62% of priests think the denomination should drop its opposition to premarital sex. Of these, 21.6% back an end to the teaching and 41% say it should be dropped only for people in committed relationships. Hey, in Penatrin, okay. Professor Linda Woodhead, head of the Department of Theology and Religious Studies at King's College London, was quoted as saying that the clergy take a more moderate position than their leaders. She suggested that the denomination might be in a better place today if leaders had listened more to frontline priests. The Bishop of Leeds, Nick Baines, said in a statement that the Church of England is not a club seeking popularity. This is a wry statement. I mean, this is it. That's a right statement. Said, the Church of England is not a club seeking popularity. That's the truth. However, he acknowledged that priests are thoughtfully and prayerfully wrestling with societal questions. An article on the God Questions Apologetics website states that the Bible condemns homosexuality as an immoral and unnatural sin. I mean, Leviticus 18:22 identifies homosexual sex as an abomination and detestable sin. It says Romans 1:26-27 declares homosexual desires and actions to be shameful and unnatural. 1 Corinthians 6:9 states that homosexuals are wrongdoers who will not inherit the kingdom of God. Simple. It's your case. Since homosexuality is condemned in the Bible, it follows that homosexuals marrying is not God's will and would be in fact sinful. It adds, according to the Bible, marriage is ordained by God as a lifetime union of a man and a woman. Genesis 2:21-24 and Matthew 19:4-6. Gay marriage and same-sex marriage is a perversion of the institution of marriage and an offense to the God who created marriage. As Christians, we do not condone or ignore sin. Rather, we share the love of God and act as ministers of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. We point to the forgiveness of sins that is available to all, including homosexuals, through Jesus Christ. We speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, and contend for truth with gentleness and respect, 1 Peter 3:15. The Times survey also revealed high stress levels among priests. Many fear that the Church of England's efforts to increase attendance will fail, leading to its extinction. 2/3 of the priests surveyed believe that efforts to stop the decline of in attendance will fail. You know, but if you have these priests, majority promoting, endorsing, and accepting these things, then it's very obvious that, I mean, the efforts being put in are purely human. Oh yeah, it's only human effort that they are putting in. You see, and any church that tries to put in human efforts and strategies will clearly run into the issues, because you are trying to use the arm of flesh to do or to build God's work or to do God's work. And clearly, it will not work. It will not. Once the Spirit is not part of it,
It's all human.
And then we have this Finnish, or okay, Finland. I mean, the case is Finland case. So it's Finnish politician on trial for hate speech for defending traditional marriage. This woman's case is one amazing one because this issue, the court has ruled, she was acquitted. The prosecutor has filed again. It's like, at all costs, the woman should go to prison. It's amazing. More so, this is a politician. But the system is just too... The prosecutor is just too evil that they just can't accept the fact that the woman should not be in jail. Finnish politician Päivi Räsänen is on trial this week for hate speech and ethnic agitation after publicly sharing in 2019 her biblical and religious views on marriage as between one man and one woman. One man and one woman. I mean, this is the definition of marriage. I mean, Räsänen, 63, is being tried for violating Finland's hate speech laws by using Bible verses to express her support for traditional marriage. Her trial, which took place on 31st August and then yesterday, 1st September, in 2019 tweet that brought about Räsänen's current legal troubles, she criticized her denomination for embracing LGBTQ+ ideology, asking how these views could be reconciled with scripture. In the tweet, she referenced Romans 1:24-27, which clearly states that homosexual activity is against God's will. Along with Räsänen, a Finnish Lutheran bishop named Johanna Pujjola is also being tried for his speech for publishing a pamphlet written by Räsänen that advocated for biblical understanding of sexuality and marriage. Though they were unanimously acquitted by a Finnish district court in 2022, prosecutors appealed their acquittal to the Helsinki Court of Appeal. Now the two are facing tens of thousands of euros in fines and possibly 2 years in prison if they are found guilty. Additionally, the courts would also rule to censor Räsänen's publications. Räsänen and Pujjola are being represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom International. Paul Coleman, executive director of ADF International, said in a press release last week that relentless prosecution of Räsänen has not only consumed 4 years of her life, but also intimidates others into silence. In a democratic society, everyone should be free to share their beliefs without fear of state prosecution, Coleman said. Criminalizing speech through so-called hate speech laws shuts down important public debates and endangers democracy. State authorities have no business silencing ideas they dislike. That's why this case is not just about Päivi, it's about everyone's right to speak freely. Räsänen, who is a mother of 5 and grandmother of 10, as well as a member of Finland's parliament, told EWTN Tracy Sabo in a Monday interview that despite facing renewed persecution, she trusts that this whole process is in God's hands and that she is confident that she will once again be acquitted of the hate speech charges. According to a statement from ADF International to the media, Christian teachings are on trial in Finland. ADF said that core Christian teachings were attacked during the district's trial in early 2022 and that finding Räsänen guilty would be a grave violation of human rights and significantly damage free speech in Finland. Tony Perkins, president of one of the U.S.'s leading religious advocacy groups, Family Research Council, said in a Tuesday tweet that it's not just Päivi and Bishop Pujjola on trial, but that the Bible and the ability to live by the word is on trial. In her Monday EWTN News Nightly interview, Räsänen said her trial directly challenges the rights of Christians to freely express deeply held religious beliefs, and that if something like that could happen in Finland, it can happen in any country. Wow, persecution, 2023. That's the world we live in. in. All right, I'll be back. This is Issues of Life Spirit FM in Kumasi. Greetings to listeners wherever they are in the world. I'm Eben. I'll be back after this short break.
Background music.
Hey, Bob, the boss wants to see you.
Really? Do you think it's about my raise?
Sure.
All right. Wish me luck.
Dibs on his chair.
Wouldn't it be nice if in our lives we could have the same kind of warning?
Sir, the painters are here to remove their paint stains from last week.
Great. Think they'll ruin anything else this time?
We don't know what will happen to us next, but Jesus does, and he wants us to trust him with our future.
I'll be down in a bit. I'm going to take a shower. You know, on second thought, I don't smell that bad.
Have you trusted Jesus with your future? The time to decide is now. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio.
Actually, it's amazing you're still alive. We need to perform triple bypass surgery as soon as possible.
Wow, this is serious. When should you operate?
I have a space open tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow? Oh, that's not enough time for me to get in shape.
Get in shape, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I don't want to have an operation without being in good health. I need to quit smoking.
I don't think you have the time.
And drinking. I need to stop drinking.
Mr. Smith, you need major surgery.
Yeah, I know, but I want to be in good health first. And a haircut. I need to get a haircut.
Why would anyone wait until they were in good health before they had life-saving surgery? Many people have this same attitude about going to God. They feel they need to clean up their life first. The problem is, we all have a life-threatening disease called sin, and the only cure is Jesus. Are you trying to be good when you need to turn to Jesus? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio and Lifeline Pro.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kona Adonai. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Dry land to
that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Welcome back to Spirit 88.3 FM Kumasi. I'm Eben. The program is Issues of Life. Beautiful song by Immigrant El Shaddai. All right, let me read something. Genesis 1, 26, 27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that upon the earth. So 7:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Then we jump to 31, where he says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So it's clear, I mean, God created male and female. But you see, in the garden, Satan was still able to cause a disruption in the plan of God. I mean, and you see, he has always sought to do so to God's plan of marriage and the family system. You know, so, you know, it wasn't after, long after you have Cain killing the brother. And he's always been trying to seek confusion in the family system, the God planned type of family, man, woman, children. So his general aim, you know, is to destroy what God has created, and that's his nature. So if God had granted him permission to do so, he would have killed Job, you know, but God restricted him, gave him defined guidelines. You see, we have to understand this whole warfare happening, this LGBT, transgender, this and that. It's all, the whole thing is about the family system. That's the whole thing the devil is pushing and fighting, the family system. Because you see, if you go the transgender way, that means giving birth, the traditional way, I mean, the whole family thing is altered. Man, man, woman, woman, they cannot give birth. So you see, it's all attacking the plan of God for humanity. And to attack the family, let's bring in this, let's push this. You see, so that's why they are so busy pushing. You know, I started reading a document that a teacher sent me, one of the listeners, on this gender training thing they are pushing through the secondary schools. And you see, you read through and you see they are careful about the words they are using. But the motive is clear. The motive is obvious. These people. So you see, they know that if they come out openly, there will be a lot of resistance. You have the MPs like, Honorable Sam George and others raising red flags. So they are talking about this in the nice way behind gender. And you ask yourself, since when the gender become an issue in our classrooms? I mean, that's one fundamental question I'm thinking about. Like I was thinking about today when I was reading the document. We've always, boys and girls has been, that's what we know all through the years, growing up as children, and that's what it is, boys and girls. Now suddenly, why is GES and whatever, I've forgotten the name of that program, let me see the document. Oh, Akosha Ikra. Missing in action. Okay. I'm coming, just a second, as I try to, I just want to see the cover, the name that's on there. It's GES and, you know, certain, by all means, there are foreign sponsors, because a normal Ghanaian will just not stand up and be pushing this. It's always the white man who will bring money and then deceive some people who accept the money, and then there's something wrong with us. You see, so this gender thing, the ultimate aim is, it's a way of pushing these things indirectly. And you ask yourself, we've always had boys and girls in classroom. That's the norm. Who has bothered to stress anything beyond boys and girls again? That's the standard. We have two, boys and girls. So suddenly, why come up with this whole talking about gender, and other minorities? Who are the other minorities? Who are the other minorities? In Ghana, our classrooms, who are the other minorities? We have boys and girls. Who are the other minorities? You see, so it's a silent way of talking about, you know, the thing, LGBT. You know, so, you see, there's an agenda worldwide to push this thing. If you resist that, then they try and find another sneaking, try and find a way of... See, that's how the world has become. See, so as parents, we have to understand the warfare that is going on. We have to understand it because, you see, the enemy is really waging war, no doubt about it. But our ignorance as parents or guardians can be like a limitation, because if you are ignorant about something, it's a failed day for the enemy, because any enemy who can operate freely without being identified or known, it's at an advantage, because if you don't know what your enemy is doing clearly, then he takes advantage. But you see, we are told that we are not ignorant of his devices. So by the grace of God, we can see what they are trying to do. Oh yes, we can read in between the lines. I remember I met one teacher. This whole thing, she actually brought this. I didn't really know they were doing any workshops and things on this gender things. And she said that this thing, Claire, if you know what's happening, you shouldn't be surprised. You just know that this is where the thing is headed. But they are just using words to, you know, cover things. You see, so the world is not a safe place. And we shouldn't be deceived that, as for Ghana, our parliament is... You see the way they are trying to frustrate the bill in parliament. I have my doubts. Even if they pass it, the old man will not sign it. I have my doubts. You see... Because, see, the system, the world system, the wind is blowing. So even though we will not come out officially to be pro-LGBT as a country, but the systems to really stop it, we will not get it. No, we will not get it. So we have to know that we have to protect our homes. We have to protect our families. We need knowledge. We need the grace of God. We need wisdom. It's very important, because you see, the warfare is real. But if we underestimate the skills and the strategies of the enemy, we would be deceived. Oh yes, we will be deceived. So we shouldn't lose God. No. Because Satan hates the children. He hates it. He hates the children. He delights when adults' decisions affect the children by turning them against God and the church. You see, like the California case I spoke about. Why would adults who should have been protecting children are rather encouraging and pushing children into lifestyles which eventually, if God doesn't intervene, will take them to hell? Adults are encouraging children to rather engage in sinful lifestyles. That's what is happening in the world, in the West now. And you see, this same Western broken systems is what they want to push into the African system through our educational system and some little nokofio. They give you some small $1 million B2, and then it's like we are also happy jumping around, dancing at the airport. Then we are receiving. Then you see, I don't know what's wrong with us. You see that this same, they did A, B, C, D, and it has destroyed their society. Their children are spoiled. And they are encouraging you to also do A, B, C, D. And you say you receive some money, some dollars, so you say, oh yeah, we'll do it. Come on, how low can we go? But you see, if even the system, that you cannot trust, the political system that you cannot trust, the educational system that you cannot trust. Don't you see, if we cannot do anything about it, and largely we cannot do anything about it, but for your home and for your children that you have control over, you can do something about it. You can protect them. You can protect them and do the right things. Knowledge, knowing what is happening, knowing what they want to do, knowing what they are doing. Then knowledge based on the word of God, knowledge based on information that, like we talk about on this program, you are hearing and all that. You see, so we need to understand these things. Then the spiritual work, teaching them the word of God, praying for them, praying with them. All these things are things that parents have to nurture, because we just cannot, the days when the child is just growing, you just feed the child and you are expecting the child to grow, you go to Sunday school, when he goes to school, everything will be fine, the school crowd, they will be teaching Bible and all. So the probability of your child growing in a God-fearing way was higher years back. But now, you just cannot leave things to chance. No, we cannot leave things to chance. We must take the leadership role ourselves as parents in our homes. We must, because we cannot leave things to chance. You don't know who the Sunday school teachers are, the quality of their spirituality, what they really are. Because the devil is infiltrating everywhere. Even pastors cry, you cannot trust a lot of pastors now. So, because you see, when the church is going down, you can see there's something wrong with the body of Christ. Like what I was saying earlier, when pastors see nothing wrong with an allergy preaching in church, I mean, then you know that there's something wrong with the body of Christ. There's something wrong. I mean, you see, it's one thing which I see when it just amazes me. And then you have pastors defending, we serve the same God. Then you realize the glory has departed. Because you see, you cannot tell me you are in a spirit-filled environment, spirit-filled, spirit-led, and you can justify this. Come on. So if even men of God are doing things which raises questions, then you know that it's your responsibility to know God for yourself. And I've said, been saying this on this program for a long time, we should know God for ourselves. We should know God for ourselves. So obviously, the children, it's your responsibility, primary responsibility. You don't leave them to be trained by the teachers in school. You don't know the teachers. Yes, you may know them, but you don't know. You see, the real issue sometimes is we leave things to chance. There's so much we more of like, oh, we just assume and hope, oh, nothing will happen. But we are in the times and the days where you just can't leave things to chance, especially when it borders on spiritual things. No, those days are long gone. Now you just cannot leave things to chance. We have to walk in wisdom. Yes, we have to walk in wisdom. You see, we should know what the enemy is doing. He is after the children. 1, 2, he is after the family system. So if he cannot stop the normal man-woman marriage, then even if they get married, then okay, he will try to bring in adultery to create a problem. You see, breaking the family system, the real structure system God has planned, God has created, is what he's after. Broken homes creates problem for the system, because it becomes difficult for their upbringing and all that. They get into lifestyles if care is not taken. This is what the devil is happy about. This is what he's happy about. You see, so promoting things which would eventually cause the children to break free and do the abominable things. And that is what brings them joy. So you have instances where children are being encouraged. You know, years back, it was more of abstinence, abstinence, abstinence. Now, in some countries, and even here, I'll get more details, where contraceptives is now being talked about as a main thing. In some schools as well. You know, so when now you start promoting these things, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to tell the children? Not even trying. You are telling them, go and do it, but don't get pregnant. Go and do it. I was watching one TV station. I was sitting somewhere in a shop, and the woman, this family health nurse, whatever, and was talking to her father's like parents bringing their children to come and take contraceptives. I've forgotten the type, the one that so that they will not get pregnant and all that. SHS girls, parents are taking them to be given these medications so that they will not get pregnant. In other words, go and do it. Feel free so that you are protected. I mean, ensure that pregnancy will not come. And one question I asked myself that day when I was watching the program, so the effort that this mother put in to take the child, this girl, to the hospital and all that, what about sitting down with this girl to teach her the real values of staying away from men or boys? It's like now there's not possible, so just go ahead and sin. Go ahead and everybody's doing it. That's the message indirectly is being pushed through the system we find ourselves in. So this week, I mean, for the rest of this month, you are talking about parents, children, praying for them and all these things. For those who are on the broadcast list, you got the prayer points. We'll be doing it, God willing, for the God's grace. If God's grace grants us the grace and all for the rest of the month. And hopefully by the 30th of September, which I think falls on a Saturday, we'll finalize it here on this edition of Issues. And also, let's keep praying for our children, praying for ourselves, and all that. We need a lot of divine guidance in these evil days and evil times. This program is recorded. You can listen to it on spiritissues.info or in the Telegram group to be uploaded there. So I'm Eben, and I believe you've been blessed. You've learned something. My number 0244-638-757. 0244-638-757. For those who still want to be on to add to the prayer lists, the broadcast list, so that you can just send a message and I'll add. And yeah, I think that's it. Or if you have a question or something, you can chat later on. Yeah, I think that someone sent the issue the professional learning community, and then the JESSE, gender equality, social inclusion. Yeah, that's the document I'm reading. And it's just, it's sad how money can corrupt people. What money can do. Oh no, God help us. Alright, so good night. I'm Eben, and God willing, next week I'll be coming your way.
FM, Christian hit music.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 8.